Hi, this is Mark. Welcome to Giant Steps. On last week's show, I featured the holy trinity of free and spiritual jazz, namely John Coltrane, Albert Ayler, and Pharoah Sanders. And Pharoah Sanders died this past Saturday at the age of 82. He was born Pharrell Sanders in 1940 in Little Rock, and early on played with Sun Ra, who encouraged him to adopt the name Pharoah. He went on to play with John Coltrane in Train's later years, and along with his wife Alice Coltrane. On several of her albums he appeared as well, and made several albums as a leader himself, and worked with such people as the vocalist Leon Thomas and the pianist Lonnie Liston Smith. He leaves behind an incredible legacy as I, mentioned at the top of the hour, not just one of the titans of free jazz, but arguably one of the, if not the leading light of the spiritual jazz genre. So I'm going to devote this show to more Pharoah Sanders, and last week I played probably his best known piece, The Creator Has a Master Plan. We'll hear more from that album later in the show, but I'm going to start off with a track from his album Tembi, and this features Lonnie Liston Smith on the Rhodes piano, which you'll hear right at the beginning. This is Astral Traveling. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Late great Pharoah Sanders there performing the closing medley from his album Tahid. We heard Om Venus Capricorn Rising. Before that, from an album called Live at the East, a very drony kind of piece called Memories of J.W. Coltrane. Before that one, also from the Tawhid album, we heard Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt. And that album, I think, was one of the first appearances of the guitarist Sonny Chirac, who ended up playing on a lot of not only jazz, but sort of edgy rock stuff as well. And you can kind of hear his influence on some of the punk music that would come later in the 1970s. The hour started with Astral Traveling from the Tembi album. Tonight on Giant Steps, we have been celebrating the life and legacy of Pharoah Sanders, who passed away this past weekend at the age of 81. I said 82 before, but his birthday is actually in October, so he was just days shy of being 82. He leaves behind an incredible legacy of recordings and contributions to many genres of jazz and indeed all kinds of music. I first learned of Pharoah Sanders through some friends of mine who didn't even really play jazz. They just really liked that album that had The Creator Has a Master Plan on it. The name of that album is called Karma. And as I mentioned last week when I played that track, The Creator Has a Master Plan takes up 1.5 sides of the vinyl LP. The remaining space on the second side is taken up with one more track that I'm going to play to close out the hour. Before I do that, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Be sure and stay tuned after this show. We will have Fog with Myocyte coming up. And Fog has said he may be featuring some Pharoah Sanders as well, so stick around for that. We'll have open mic later on and all sorts of fun stuff into the night. So thanks for listening, and from the album Karma by Pharoah Sanders, this track is called Colors. Thanks, Pharoah. Rest in peace. Thank you.
Mother Nature seems to
sends to us his rain.